Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me, a Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Kimberly.
And I'm LaShawna.
And today we're going to be talking about
family and friends and boundaries in your relationship when you get married.
Don't be coming over borrowing bread and a cup of sugar. No, sorry guys. We're going to start off seriously. LaShawna has some really great points. And we're just going to discuss them because, I mean, this can be a big issue in your marriage and can really take a toll on your relationship if it doesn't, you know, if you let it get out of control.
Control, yeah.
Definitely.
Everybody has a life before they get married. So you have your friends that your husband or wife may or may not know. You have family members that they may or may not know. And you just have all these different rituals that you have in your family with your friends that your husband or wife may not be accustomed to, you know? And so it's just like creating this new life. I mean, you have to have a social life. We talked about that last week about, you know, it being necessary for you to have a social life and how to incorporate that. But it really is important also with family and friends to know how to set those boundaries for your relationship.
Definitely.
To keep yourself married.
To keep yourself married. Definitely. Quick story for me, really fast. You know, I always have a story about something. But, you know, before I got married, my nephews and my sisters would all come to my house. We would congregate, have fun, cook. My nephews would go in and out the refrigerator, do this and that. You know, just whatever they wanted to do, basically, in my house. Because we were all roommates at one time,
right.
Me and three of my sisters and their children. So we were roommates for like 8 years or something like that. So they felt like, you know, I was almost like one of their moms. But when I got married and we moved into our new house, and my husband didn't really trip when he moved in to my place, but then when we moved into our new house, it was kind of like, okay, now.
We're setting some new rules.
Yes. And he didn't, he would say little stuff when he moved in with me, because I mean, shit, it was his house then too. But I think he felt more like, okay, this was your place first. But he still was just kind of like, they come over here too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just go in and out the refrigerator. That made him uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like, damn. And mm-hmm. I think because he was a man and they were guys and they're older.
Right.
You know, they're like 16, 18. They're not like little children.
Yeah.
Yes. So he was
coming
kinda,
into his space.
Yes. So even when we moved into our new house and my nephew came over and wanted to wash the dishes or something, he was just trying to help me. I had just had the children, but I was like, you know, no, I'm good. And it wasn't that I didn't want, I just knew if my husband came in there,
he would be
just kind of looking a little annoyed. You know, just kind of like, what?
We are not bad.
Yeah,
today.
We are not.
This is a new life.
This is the
new.
What are you doing?
This is the new new.
This is the new. So, yeah. You know, with that, and then you feel kind of all shy and telling your family a little bit, you know, because you don't want to hurt their feelings. But you got to like, no, just sit down.
So what did you say? Were you just like?
I was just like, no, you know, you don't have to do all that. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, though. But just, yeah, go sit down and enjoy yourself. You're just here to, I got this. I can do this later. But he was just insisting on, no, auntie, let me do it. I know you need to. But I'm like, really? I have a husband.
Yeah.
If the dishes needs to be washed, he'll do it, and he does. So that, too, I think, you know, why are you saying that I need help when my husband is here?
Right.
But I think my family had to adjust, too, because they were so used to
just coming over.
Over, and it's just me. But now it's like I have a husband.
Right.
Like, I don't just do this by myself. And they didn't grow up with dads in their house.
Right.
You know, so,
they're not used
really
to having men in the house.
Yes. Yeah. So maybe I'm just thinking now, they never really saw that.
Right.
You know, that a man is there, what type of relationship that is.
The boundaries.
Yeah.
That have to be put in place.
Exactly. Yes. So true.
Yeah.
So yeah, that made me a little shy, but I kind of had to let them know, go sit down and enjoy yourself while you're here. You don't need to work. I got this.
Exactly. Or putting stuff together, like little stuff that they would consider, like what your husband would consider like his job.
Yes, exactly.
Taking out the trash. And so it's like, like I got it.
I got this. Because even when my dad was coming over, and my dad and mom moved out, my stepmom moved out of their house because they were going to move to Louisiana and they got an apartment. So my dad loves watering the grass. Like that's his therapy. That's what he does. Like every day he would do it.
Right.
He could be out there for an hour and a half, watering the grass.
Right.
So he would come over sometimes, and he wanted to water our grass.
Right.
That's what my husband does.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm just kind of like daddy, that's cool, you know, but no, it's not.
Right.
You can't come over here. Like, we would, they would might come over to watch the children, you mm-hmm. know. So then he would water the grass while he was there.
Right.
I mean, I get it, but.
But it's like, no, you can't just come and.
Like, you help. You feel like you're helping us, but I know you like to do that. Yeah. But,
that makes him a little tight.
Yeah. And my husband wouldn't say anything, but I knew he felt like that.
Hey, especially because he comes from a small family.
Yeah.
I think that makes a difference, too, because if you have a small family. Yeah.
My family's just overwhelming. Here they come all the time.
Everybody. You know, and so if you come from a small family where it's just you and maybe your mom or your mom and your dad, and then you are going into this family that is, you know, free for all. Just come in, pop up.
Exactly.
You know,
we spend a lot of time together.
And it's like, you know, barbecues. Yeah. And what? Yeah, because I was there when I was little.
Exactly.
Barbecuing every weekend. I definitely didn't call before I came over.
I'm over here.
Yeah, I just will pop up. Yeah. Somebody's going to be home.
And somebody's going to be there. And that was fine.
And it was fine.
Because no one was married.
No, everybody was, single and just hanging out. So it was a little bit different. But then when you get married, it's like...
And I mean, my husband loves my father, and my father loves my husband. But still, you're still stepping on his toes.
And it's some, and some things just have to be talked about. Because even if you like people, it's like you still, when you get home. Because I know as older I get, it's like I done definitely left people outside.
What?
You're do not pop up.
No.
Because you might have, you might be outside.
You might be outside.
I've done it a lot of times.
What?
I'm that person.
And now she did. I hang with the door because they dash into the door. If you don't sit your behind, where are you going? Nobody's here for you. Remember your mama telling you that all the time? Nobody's here for you.
Go sit down.
Go sit down.
Yeah, because it can get a little crazy, especially because, I mean, you know, you do come with a life before. So it's like everything just turns new when you're moving in with people. And and then, you know, you're starting a new life. So it's like new rules.
Yeah.
And you have to really communicate that, like, this is what's going to be new that I don't like. You know,
exactly.
My husband, his family is more like that, too. Or he's more like that, where even when we were growing up, like, even, I mean, my house was a spot at one point when I was, like, high school, you know, age. And his house was a spot, like, high school age. And even as an adult, you know, everybody popping up in his house or, you know. And so he doesn't mind that. That's, like, fine for him. But for me, I'm like, no.
Yeah. Like, I feel like
no.
You better call.
Yeah, you need to call. Like, don't just call. You know, I mean, don't just pop up.
Exactly.
Especially me being a female. You know, if you have cousins, male cousins that are coming over, and you're not home, I'm not opening the door for them.
No.
I'm sorry, but I'm not.
You're
not, you know,
wait till he gets home.
Until he gets home, and so he understood that part.
Yes.
Like, he's like, yeah, no, if they. I mean, shit, they say they ass all right. They don't have to wait. You know, like, they can call, whatever. You know, so it's like, but having those boundaries, though, of letting people know, this is how it is, you know. So it's really important to have those boundaries, and you have to communicate that in the beginning. Like, you don't want to wait until stuff starts, you know, happening
to mention it.
It's like, those are some things that you may want to discuss prior to it happening.
Yes.
Like, okay, we're moving, you know, how do you want to deal with family and
friends?
You know, like, what is it? From just dating someone, you can kind of see their rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell, like, you know, if they're a people person, if they like to have company, if their house is the spot. If, you know, like, little signs like that.
Yes.
Because when you get married, that's not going to change. Mm-hmm. They're still going to be that person. They're still going to be inviting. They're still going to be okay with people popping up, family members, friends. That part of it, so pay attention to those small details. Of who, you know, the cousin that borrows money all the time.
Yeah.
You know, the friend that, you know, pops up or wants to go out all the time. They have a friend that always wants to go out. It's like, you have to have that conversation of, okay, so, you know, once we move into our house or once we get married, like, you know, how do you feel about this? Like, how do we, you know, or if you're already married and you haven't had that conversation, it's like,
yeah, you have.
And don't wait till you're mad.
Yes. Well, see, that's what my husband did. He raised it. He got pissed. And then I let it happen to where he got mad.
Right, because you didn't want to talk about
it. I didn't want to talk about it. I'm shy about my family. But I should have just talked about it, you know, just to get it out in the open.
Right. I didn't talk about it at first either. I was just like, no, he's not coming in. Yeah, he's outside.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah, he might. That might be him. I don't know. It's raining. Well, he should have got out the car. But I'm not. You'll be here in a minute? Cool. Then exactly. That's where he'll be.
And that's where he'll be.
You know, as though he was just like, dang.
Oh, my God. Whoa. He's so shy to his dad. He's so shy.
That was before we got married, so it was kind of just like, yeah, nah. But we already lived together, so we kind of like already had learned each other and how, you know, to kind of operate. And so, but those things have to be talked about,
yeah.
Like, because it can really be annoying.
Exactly.
If you're the person that doesn't want the company and the company is coming.
Exactly.
It's like, not right now. No. I don't want that. So it was good to, you know, have that conversation.
Yes.
And I wrote down a few points of some kind of like things to watch out for with your friends and family in your new life. There was an article, it's called 4 Types of Friends to Stay Away From When You Get Married. And it just points out like an overall generalization of the types of people. Just being mindful. You don't have to cut your friends off.
Yeah.
You don't want to just be cutting people off.
Yeah.
But you do want to be mindful of the company that you start to keep when you're in a relationship, because it can alter your thinking or plant seeds of frustration or negativity. And you just have to be careful of the people that you have around you, friends and family. And I think that this can kind of go with family too, because you do have those negative, you know, family members that are negative about relationships or never been married or maybe divorced. And you just want to kind of watch out for it. So the first type of person that you want to keep an eye on in their conversation are the friends who talk badly about his or her spouse.
Yes.
Where they constantly put it, criticizing their spouse, constantly talking about them, maybe telling their personal business or arguments that they have. And just like in general, just very critical of their spouse. Mm-hmm. You want to be careful of that type of conversation, because you yourself can start to feel critical of your spouse and maybe sharing that with them and criticizing them and, you know, talking back and forth about it. Mm-hmm. And so you want to kind of be mindful of that conversation. Of if it's a person that's constantly critical of their marriage, they may be in a tight spot and you don't want that to start rubbing off on you and you, you know, planting seeds in your mind about your own spouse. The second type is the friend who talks badly about your spouse.
Oh, my God. Someone.
Friends and family. I mean, because there's friends that you've had for a really long time that may not even agree with your relationship at all and say, oh, why are you marrying him? Why would you marry him?
Exactly.
You know, or talking crazy
to
your husband. You know, your family members that are talking crazy. They feel like because he's family now that they can talk crazy or criticize him to you. Ooh, why does he do that? And I noticed that he did this, or I don't like that about him. And, you know, that type of thing, that can plant seeds too. Just the way that you look at your spouse.
Exactly.
Or the depending on the relationship of the person that's talking, we tend to value our friends' opinions and our family members' opinions. I mean, they've been around way longer than this person in most cases. And so you want to please people in a sense where you're, you know, you may be second guessing yourself
or you start questioning
your judgment, or
am I doing the right thing?
Or maybe is this a problem? You know, maybe, oh, if this person doesn't like them, maybe I should look at it differently. So just being mindful of that conversation, you know, someone that's all overly critical. Now, if they say something, if you in an abusive relationship, if they notice that, you know, somebody may be a little too controlling or you're not able to go out and they're noticing a pattern of like some type of mental or emotional abuse and they're mentioning it, that's different. But just over generalizing, just always talking about your spouse in a negative way. You want to be mindful of that. Or the friend who's always trying to put you against your family, you know, making you you can't go. Why you can't go? You know, you don't want to go out. You never go out anymore. You're always with your kids. You're always with your husband. It's like, yeah, you do want a social life, but at the same time, you have to be respectful of your friends' boundaries and their family time. It's one thing if they just never go out and you're trying to encourage them to spend get some me time in. That's one thing. But if you have a friend that's like, every time you can't go out with them, they're like, oh, well, you're too, why are you all up under him? Why, you always with your kids, and you need to do something.
I mean,
it happens. And so you want to be mindful of that. Mm-hmm. You know, you are setting your own boundaries in your relationships and your friendships for what's comfortable for you.
Yes.
You know, if you have a husband that doesn't go out, or if you have a wife that doesn't go out, they're probably not going to want you to go out very often either. Yeah. You know, they want to spend time with you, maybe in the house. And so they may not like doing couples things or, you know, whatever. So you know who your man is or your wife is. Yeah. So you want to definitely consider their feelings and how often you go out. That's a discussion between couples.
Yes.
On what you're, you know, what you're comfortable with or what they're comfortable with. And so you don't want to get too much badgering from friends or family on what's appropriate for your relationship.
Yeah.
And then also the friend or family member that hates marriage in general.
Yeah. Ooh, no, you don't want to leave that person alone.
Yeah, and even if you're talking to them, just having that person around you that's always, ooh, because girl, you can't trust no man.
Yeah.
All men cheat. Mm-mm, girl, you better than me, because I could not be married. Ooh, you can't. I don't need nobody ruling over me. Those kind of little comments,
woo!
They start to plant seeds.
Yeah.
Seeds grow.
Definitely.
And you start looking around.
At your
man. And, this and even in this article, it made an example of a wife who was friends with two women who were divorced. And over time, you know, they were always like kind of pressuring her to go out with them. And she was looking at their lives like, oh, they always get to go out. They always get to have fun. And it started to create a problem in her own marriage because she wanted to go out all the time. They were kind of pinning her against her family. Like, yeah. No, you need to come out with us. You know, it's so much better not being married. I'm so happy that I'm divorced. Like, divorce life is so much better. I can never be married again. She ended up moving in with them. They, you know, having so many problems with her husband. She became roommates with them. And after a couple of years, the grass wasn't so much greener on the other side, and she wanted to get back with her husband. He had already found him a new home.
Yeah.
You do too much.
You do it too much because you want some freedom.
It's like, no, that's not what you signed up for. And you can have freedom, but it needs to be a discussion. Like, treat people the way you want to be treated. And, you know, watch your conversation with people because you never know. You know, just how that's what their experience is. So
doesn't mean your experience.
It's going to be the same way. So, yeah, so definitely people that talk about marriage in a negative way and you're trying to have a happy marriage, it's probably not the person that you want to spend a whole lot of time with.
No.
Or talk to.
Definitely.
About marriage. Or even relationships, period.
Yeah.
You know?
They're kind of negative.
Yeah, kind of negative. Planting those seeds.
Yeah.
So, those were the four types. That was one article. And then this was just kind of like my own idea about with like family and friends and how to create those boundaries. And the first one is, you know, have people call before they come.
Don't just come knocking on.
And we talked about that already earlier, but, you know, that's like a really important thing just for people to have respect for your house.
Yes.
I mean, I don't pop up at people's houses.
No.
I'm always tired.
I just don't feel like it. You don't, why would you just pop up at my house? Even when I was single, just pop up at my house. That's so annoying.
And it's like you're just not thinking. And I mean, and people do it just unconsciously, not in a bad, you know, in a negative way. Because I know my mom, when we lived in Georgia, my grandmother lived like 4 hours away in South Carolina. So she had came maybe one time that year, and then she called me and she was like, hey, I'm coming by. And I was like, oh, okay. Like thinking she was playing because she was in California at the time I lived in Georgia.
Yeah.
So maybe 2 hours later, her and my grandma pop up with their bags and they're staying for the weekend.
Oh, my God.
Now, my husband loves family. He don't mind pop-ups. Like, that's totally his thing.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank goodness.
But even in that type of situation, it's like, I'm grown.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going on in this situation.
Yes.
You don't know what's going on over here.
Exactly.
For you to be popping up.
What if we was just in a fight?
What if we was just in an argument?
We don't feel like it right now.
It's tight.
I need to clean up.
It's tight.
Anything.
The house is not clean. Like, the kids
are... To be having people staying over...
For the weekend.
That's so serious. I was so...
For the weekend. Now, my husband was happy because he loved my grandma.
Yes.
And so he was so happy to see her and stuff. And, you know, she's just a sweet baby. But it was just like, Mama, don't. No. I love you. And we had a great, fantastic time. The kids were ecstatic to see her. And it was awesome. However, I had to have that talk. And I was just like, Mom, no, you can't just be popping up.
Yeah.
I'm married.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just come from a whole nother state. You can't just pop up. Like, dude, that's not...
And at least tell me you want to spend the night.
And spend the night.
I mean, dang, you didn't even say I'm coming to spend the night. We coming for the weekend. Exactly. You just here.
Exactly.
Like, what?
Exactly. So, it was like, stuff like that's like, definitely call and make arrangements.
Yeah.
If you're going to go out of town, oh you know, God. Grandparents, auntie.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's just, you have to be... mindful if you are in the situation, if you're the married person or if you're the friend of a married person, just keep in mind that that relationship is going to change in some way. You're not going to have the same access to them that you had before. So just be mindful of them. It's not like, you know, oh, they're married, so now we can't be friends. No, but it's just, it's change. And so now they have to consider a whole nother person and how they move and the way that they operate and their schedule.
Definitely.
So, yeah, call before you come.
Please.
And put boundaries in place beforehand about, like, money and visitors. Visitors or people that want to come live with you. Because, you know, a lot of times in families, you know, you'll have a cousin or an auntie that, you know, moved or moved out, gets kicked out of their house or, you know, whatever, and they need a place to stay.
Oh, my God. I have not had that.
My house is it's not an option.
Oh, my God. Oh, my husband would not even. I mean, I can't even imagine what he would be acting like. It would be so hilarious. How he would be looking every day.
Oh, I mean, it definitely has to be talked about between you two. Like, it has to be a discussion. Who is the person? What is the circumstances? How long are they going to stay? What if it has to extend?
Yes.
Who all is moving in? You know, like, these are just things that you should talk about in advance. Definitely. Especially, and those are things that you can definitely see from the beginning. Usually, you know, if there's sporadic family members that, like, spend the night or... Just, you know, or if they're an older sibling, if they're an older sibling and they have a lot of younger siblings that are maybe close in age and they may or may not need a place to stay, or they may, is maybe closer to their college, or, you know, there's a lot of circumstances where it's not just like some bum family member, you know, like there's circumstances where, you know, it could be appropriate, where it could work out. You could have an extra room in the back or a back house. But all these things just have to definitely be discussed with your spouse beforehand. And make sure, and what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
Oh!
So please, don't think, if you think your cousin should be able to live, then they can have a cousin too that they may feel strongly about. You know, so it's like, if you're going to say, okay, you know what? No one comes and lives with us.
Definitely.
Just put that in place. Just put it in place.
Just like that. Yeah.
No one's parents are coming to live with us. No one's younger brothers or sisters. No siblings. No cousins. Like,
especially when you really don't have, like, the room.
The room for... Yeah, that's even...
I mean, if you had a big house... Big
house is different.
You know?
Yeah. But, I mean, sometimes... I mean, it just depends on how people grow up. It's different.
Yeah.
You know, like, they may be close to their family. They don't mind
doing it.
You know, come sleep on the couch. Come... You know, like, people, it's, this is like a normal thing.
Yeah.
Families.
They do that.
They do that.
Always growing up, that's just what we did.
Right.
Auntie such and such would be on the couch.
Would be on the couch.
I remember our white auntie came to live
with us.
She needed a place to stay.
I mean, she needed a place to stay. People get divorced. They have, you know, different financial issues that happen. Close family members. Like, not just, like, somebody calling from Arkansas that's, you know, in town that... decided to pick your place.
Yeah. I mean, back in the day, people did that all the time.
They did it all the time.
It really wasn't a big
deal. It wasn't a big deal.
Like, but we're really tight about that type of stuff now. But I just remember people would come live with us all.
For sure. My family, definitely. My auntie. My uncles came and lived with us. We had a great time. You know, my mom always had people living with us, like her cousins or, you know, family members. And she's from New York. So when we moved to California, people just would always come visit because they were from New York and they wanted to go to Disneyland. And I've been to Disneyland and Universal Studios so many times. So, you know, it's just some families and some people are just natural givers. That's what they like to do. Mm-hmm. They like to house. They like to host. They like to have people come over. They don't. Their family doesn't stay at hotels. Their family expects to stay at their house.
Yeah.
I mean, they would get cussed out asking their auntie so and so to go stay in a hotel.
To go get
Oh, she tripping.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, you're an outcast.
You're
done.
You're out of the family. Your man that got you out, kicked out of the family.
So this is not like outlandish stuff. Like this, this is stuff that happens every day. This is these are normal family circumstances that you just have to be mindful of when you get into a new relationship. And your boo might be like, I don't even do family. Like,
I don't even do family.
Like, it's just me and my mom. I'm a single person.
Exactly.
I don't have no brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
It can be tight. You know, so. Yeah. Just considering that, those boundaries, the money, lending money to family members, you have to talk about that. I know so-and-so may need her lights cut on or whatever the situation. She may need a little extra money for the car note. You know, your younger sister or brother may need some extra money. I mean, it happens. This is life. You may need a little extra money. But, you know, you definitely have to talk about that kind of stuff with your spouse. Wow. Even in borrowing money from people, you know, it might make your husband shy or your wife shy to, to be asking people outside of your house to borrow money. That can create a lot of tension, you know. So anything that has to do with money outside of the house, going in or coming out, definitely you want to have a conversation about that, respecting each other, just to keep the conflict down. Sometimes things just happen. You just got to do what you got to do. But consider the communication.
Yes.
It's all about communication.
Definitely.
Talking those things through.
Please.
And then also talking, you know, discussing your personal business with your family or friends. You have to be mindful of that too. I mean, you there's always a time where you might want to vent, but you just want to be mindful of the stuff that you're putting out there about your spouse, because when you're not mad anymore, these people that you're talking to, they're still holding on to these stories. They're holding on to, you know, and so they're not related to this person. They're not married to this person. This is your person that you're bringing in. So you can be creating an enemy for your spouse just by talking negatively about them or just telling their personal business. Like, you want to keep some things private and just between you and your spouse. So just creating those type of boundaries, you know, talking about your sex life or different things. It's like some things are just too private.
Too private.
To even talk about people. Keep it to yourself. You know, you want to be.
But like you said, that coming back on you, then you're going to be looking all like, well, when they say something about you.
Well, you told them. Yeah. So they're going to be judging.
Yeah.
And, you know, and sometimes concerned if they feel like it's something that, oh, she, I don't like the way he talks to my sister or my brother. I don't like the way so-and-so is that. He said that he does it all the time. And she does that. She acts like that all the time. You know, so it's like you're creating an enemy within your family of your spouse because they're all this buildup. Because people generally complain about other people. So it's like when you're venting about someone, you're usually complaining about something. So if you keep going to this one person and these two people, telling them what's going on, and a lot of times these people are not even qualified to even listen.
At all.
They don't have families, or they don't have husbands, or they don't have wives. So these are not even qualified people that are in your situation that can even help,
help you. Definitely.
You know, they may give you really bad advice or things that they would do, and they're not in your situation. You know, and then you mad because they gave you some bad advice, and now you
took it. And now you divorced.
Then you mad blaming them. No, it's your fault.
It's your fault.
Because you shouldn't have said nothing. Keep it to yourself or go talk to a life coach or a therapist.
Yes. Or they're not going to be throwing it back in
your face. Exactly. So those are my things that I came up with. Just in life experience, just from being married, just from other people's situations, seeing other people's situations, what works, what doesn't work.
Yeah.
Mostly, though, from my own experiences with family, friends, and just, you know, people that are close to me and things that I've seen, that it just doesn't work. You know, you really have to protect your marriage and your relationship and your family, and not in a way like someone's trying to harm you. Because people have good intention. Everybody that comes around or that's been around is not bad.
No.
And they may be giving you sound advice from their perspective.
Yes.
You know, but sometimes you have family members and friends that are toxic to your relationship just because of who they are. They're negative. They've been through a lot of bad relationships. They don't believe in love anymore. You know, or they grew up independent females. Or men that have been brokenhearted by someone, you know, like all of these things, or have never been married, you know, all of these things play a part in your relationship and the way that you view your relationship and the seeds that are planted. It's like you don't realize how much something someone else can affect you until they tell you something and you're ruminating over that. Yes. Like, why would they say that? Or maybe I shouldn't be married. Maybe marriage. And you listen to all the statistics and only 50% marriages last. And, you know, why get married if that's going to end in divorce anyway? If you're already thinking like that,
it's not going to work.
It's not going to work. And you're going to be a part of the other 50%.
Yeah.
Or you're not even going to be able to give it a chance. So definitely with these family and friend boundaries, you want to keep them in mind.
Please.
And there's no, like, set of rules that you have to follow. Like, you know, it's up to you and your mate and what you think and how you've grown up. So, you know, definitely, that's why it definitely needs a conversation. And it could take years to get that together.
Definitely. Because you're, you know, it's kind of a situation where you're kind of walking lightly around.
It's a lot to unpack.
Especially when you have a big family. And if you have different family, you know, situations, like you said, if they're not from a big family, they might not really understand if you're not from a big family. So yeah, you gotta get in there and really have those conversations, like LaShawna said, beforehand.
Beforehand.
It just saves so much grief and foolishness from happening.
Right.
So, you know, take our advice, guys.
Talk about
it. We've been there.
Yeah.
And we talk about it first.
And definitely, it's ongoing. Like, there's gonna be things that are gonna, you know, happen along the way too. Like, you're not even gonna know what to expect sometimes. Yes. There's things that pop up that neither one of you. A parent gets sick. Right. What if you're, you can have the rule like no parents can live here or no family can live here, but then your mom gets sick and the only way you could take care of her is if she moves in with you.
Definitely.
These things happen and it's like you can't be so rigid in your ways that, oh no, we have this rule of no families, you know, spending the night or no. It's like there's gonna be times where you're gonna have to be a little bendable.
Yeah.
There's going to be circumstances that you may get in where you have to go live with people.
Yeah, or you never know.
You just never know. So you don't want to be too rigid in your views of, you're married now, so your family is his family. His family is your family. And so you got to look at it from a new lens now. It's like these new rules. It's a new family, you know, and you have to, of course, put each other first and put your family first, but also there's just going to be times where you're going to have to make that decision where, okay, I know we have this rule, but I understand that it's your mom and she's sick, or it's your dad and he's sick, or it's your sister and she's sick, or whatever the situation is. And we're going to have to make an adjustment for
and
this
hopefully
time.
Hopefully you're with someone
who's understanding.
Otherwise, you might be in trouble.
You're going
to
be in trouble.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
You have to be able to, like you said, this isn't something that not going to change if something like this occurs, something detrimental.
Detrimental happens. Or, you know, there's going to, you just got to be really flexible.
Flexible in these type of situations.
Yeah. So, so don't cut off your friends and your family because you're married now.
No.
It's just learning how to live a new type of life and just, you know, setting those boundaries so that you're respecting your family, your new family, and, you know, setting boundaries for your old family. And it's not easy to tell your grandma that, you know, the baby's asleep.
Grandma will be mad. Don't go work.
Don't wake my baby up. Or, no, you can't come over right now. because
yeah.
I'm resting.
Yeah.
You know, like those are, it's hard to say, you know?
Definitely. Oh my goodness. Makes me shy just thinking about it.
But it's real.
And it's situations that need to be dealt with in marriages so that you don't let it, you know, fall to the wayside and it gets out of hand. So yeah, these are definitely things to think about, guys. You should definitely write these things down. And if you're not in a relationship, think about these things once you do get into a relationship.
Yeah, to consider it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To think, especially before marriage. I mean, people, we always talk about stuff that after you marry, what you, you know, you always hear about the stuff you should have did beforehand.
Right. Definitely go to that marriage counseling.
Definitely.
I didn't do that.
I didn't either. I didn't even know to do that.
But
there's a busy trying to get married.
Just trying to get you just worried about that. Worried about the dress. You worried about the ring. You worried about the time and the you know how old am I?
Counseling. Yeah, counseling. That's what you need.
Because that's when they're gonna talk about some. They're gonna ask some questions, or you know, you can talk about things that you never even thought about.
Definitely.
Even like with parenting,
it's so healthy.
Yeah, it is, and it doesn't mean a lot of people scared. They like, ooh, if I go there, I might not even get married.
No, it's gonna iron out so many things, like you said, that you didn't even think
about.
And
it'll save you time because it may be somebody that you really don't. They may have some hardcore beliefs.
That you haven't talked about.
And they might be very rigid. So it's like, oh, your mom is sick? Put her in a home. She can't live here.
Like, whoa.
You know what I mean?
My gosh.
Very rigid. But like, some people are just like, no, these are the law. I'm laying the law down. And this is it's a no. And if they come, I'm going to be mean to them.
Oh, my. Be mean to my mama if you want to. But that's so true. So get that counseling beforehand, because after marriage, some people are, I mean, especially men, they're like, you know, what we need the counseling for? What we need, you know, we married.
Right.
Or we don't have no problem. Yes, we do.
Yeah. Because you're not listening.
Right here. I need to. We need to go to a
you talk to somebody else.
You
need a mediator.
I was just about to say, you need that mediator. Somebody that don't know you.
That's going to tell them that they wrong. But you need to listen to me. I need some backup.
The truth is the truth. Let me tell you. But yeah, guys, seriously, get that before marriage counseling.
Yeah. Talk about these things. Talk about these things. Family. Because a lot of families, honestly, have broken up. I've seen couples not work because of family, you know, listening to their family members or having there not being any boundaries, allowing their siblings or parents to talk down to their spouse, call them names. I mean, it's crazy, but it happens all the time.
Yes, definitely.
You know, where they just are running over the spouse or just money issues, you know, lending their parents money or lending their family money that they don't even have.
Exactly.
You know, it's like not discussing that. So it's these are real things that happen. Mm-hmm. You know, everything is not about cheating. That break up a marriage. You know, there's other things that happen in marriages, and it comes from just really not communicating about things that are important to you.
So make sure you keep that communication up. We talk about that all the time. So, yeah, I think that's basically it for this episode.
Yeah,
we hope that you guys got some good information out of this. We love sharing it with you guys. Like all of our episodes.
And we'll post up that article about the friends.
Yeah, if you guys want to read it yourself.
There's some really good tips in there.
Definitely. And until next time, once again, please go on iTunes and give us a rating or review. It only takes 2 minutes. Give us those 5 stars or however you feel about us. Just give us a rating. And then it only takes a couple of minutes to give us a review. And then we can get this podcast out to more people. Check us out on Modern Mommy 2 on Instagram. And you'll be hearing from us next week. Bye.
Bye.